This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach, Brett Chappell.
From the WPTL studios this morning, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton going back to Thursday night. A lot going on. Let me first start out where we are. So Coach Chappell on his way to see his daughter play volleyball today. I thought that was a great opportunity for him to be able to do that, joining us by phone this morning. I'm in the studio here at WPTL, but going back this week with the weather situation that we had, made a decision, as did most schools across the state of North Carolina, really in the southeastern United States, to do something a little bit different with regard to the game. We made that decision to go back and move that to Thursday night, so we were able to get the game in on Thursday night. So we made that trip over to Franklin on Thursday. The JVs backed up and played on Wednesday night. They got the win on Wednesday night here at Bethel, but we made the trip over to Franklin, of course, on Thursday. Again, what we always expect when we play Franklin, it was a tough game throughout. Had certainly some opportunities there for us, and had a lead at one point there in the game, the 17-14 lead that I remember. But I'll bring Coach in now, and again, Coach, just to revisit the bigger picture. You know, you always expect a really difficult and tough game when you go over there and play that group, and that's certainly what we saw on Thursday night this week.
You know, it was. We were pretty sure that we were going to be in one of those really close ball games, fourth quarter type deal. It's been the way that whole season for our team. We felt like this was probably going to be the same situation. You know, really, really good ball game. Obviously, if you were there, good game to be a part of. I thought it was, you know, well coached on both sides. I know we'll talk about it a little bit later, but I thought the officiating was pretty good for the most part. I didn't feel like we had any really slights there. You know, when I go back and I look at the penalties, we had 4 penalties for 45 yards, and they had 4 penalties for 55 yards. So, yeah. And just thought it was a fairly clean game. There was a couple of calls made late that were correct calls, you know, that I questioned, you know, early on when I first saw them, but certainly understand what they were looking at as well. And, I mean, they were the right calls. I know we'll talk about those a little bit later, but just a good ball game. You know, unfortunately for us, we weren't able to finish it out. But we're right there again, right in the fourth quarter, just like we have been with the rest of these games this season.
Yeah, I want to go back and just revisit some of the things that we saw. I think the first thing, going back to the beginning of the game, that I thought was noticeable was that it felt like that defensively we were really good on second down, keeping them to second and 7, second and 8. You know, we always talk about being on and off schedule. But we had some challenges defensively, I thought, third down and keeping them from converting those. I've always said I thought that was the most underrated stat in football, because that's the opportunity typically to get your defense off the field. Through the first half, really through the game, they were at 75, maybe even 80% in terms of third down conversions. You know, part of that was, I thought, that, you know, they were able to do what they want to do for the most part, again, against us defensively in terms of running the football and converting. I don't remember them getting a whole lot of big chunks on Thursday night, but they certainly were efficient with their offense, and they had that back that had a big game against us too. That was certainly a challenge.
Yeah, really good running back. You know, not a kid that just got out and just outran you. Just was a big kind of a bruiser of a back. You know, really good up front. Obviously, when Franklin's good, they've got a really stout running game. You know, we've struggled against the rush this year on defense. And, you know, we kind of knew it was going to be a really tough game. It was a hard matchup for us defensively for what they did. They had 314 yards of offense, 238 rushing, 76 passing. First half we gave up 192. Second half we gave up 122. 18 first downs.
Yeah.
We got a little bit better there in the second half as far as the stats go. But, you know, the big number that got me when I was just looking at the comparison is they had 62 plays on offense to our 36 plays of offense. Yeah. So, big discrepancy there. But, that's going to be par for the course, too, based off of what they do, if they're able to convert, like you mentioned, on those third downs. Thought we had some good plays that was in there as well, but just weren't able to slow them down enough.
Go back to the other side of the ball, though, because I thought that was something that we did very well, particularly going into halftime and then in the second half, too. They weren't really able to stop us in what we wanted to do. We thought, in calling the game, that we thought that Caden was brilliant, made some great catches, and we'll talk about where he stands in this all after the ankle injury on the touchdown on that slant over the middle. But we thought that he was brilliant in terms of making those tough catches. Of course, we always think about this too. You got to create space as a receiver. You've got to get off those presses depending on what they want to do defensively. You got to sit down and find holes between coverages and zones and that kind of thing. Thought he was brilliant. We've got a terrific and deep receiver core, and we certainly can talk about a lot of those guys. But Caden was brilliant on Thursday night and gave us a lot of opportunities. Certainly want to give you a chance to speak to where he stands in terms of the ankle injury as well.
Sure. We had 229 yards of offense, 104 rushing, 125 passing. So really balanced. It seems like we might have been, as I looked at the percentage, we might have been 56%. Seems like that's what we were, 56% run and 44% pass. I mean, we were somewhere right in those numbers. So pretty even. Sometimes it works out like that just based off of what teams give us. But, Thursday night seemed to be kind of like that. We were much stronger in the second half. We had 63 yards of offense in the first half. We didn't have it two possessions.
Right.
And then we had like a couple of plays right there to end as we got the ball back. So Franklin had done a really good job in kind of keeping the ball away. The half, we had 166 yards of offense, had 11 first downs. We only had 3 first downs in the first half, but turned around and had 8 in the second half. Thought we did a really good job and made a few adjustments there. At halftime, we scored on all 3 possessions, that we had there in the second half. We obviously would have loved to have got a 4th possession. I don't know if we could have done anything with it, but thought we had done some good things. First half, as we were going through it, trying some different sets, seeing what they were giving us and seeing what we could be successful with. Found a couple of things in the first half and was able to make a little bit of a different game plan coming out in the second half with those formations and packages that we had, and was able to get Caden even more involved than what we were there in the first half, and got our ground game going too. Thought we moved the ball really well. Aaron did a really good job for us getting everything going and directing traffic, and we were able to create some space like what you had mentioned for Caden.
Yeah.
And out wide, especially late when Caden went down. But
right.
Just thought we did some good things on that side of the ball. And it was just one of those deals where we just lacked maybe one more possession, seeing if we could get down there.
And, Coach, in terms of where Caden is, in terms of the injury, obviously going down again with that same ankle that we've seen him battle throughout the season. We saw that turn. I was able to look at that with Dwayne on the replay and really zoom in. It looked like he wrapped that angle back up as he was sort of turning after he was tackled and he was had just crossed the goal line. We saw him go down, and you guys looking at him on the table, on the sideline during the game, and then afterwards we saw him still on the field. afterwards at the game. I haven't had a chance to check in with you on that. What is his status, and what do we know about that injury?
Well, when I first saw the injury, I just like what you had mentioned earlier, I thought that it was the ankle that he had had trouble with. It was actually the other one, actually the good one. So, unfortunate for him. It wasn't anything that was a cheap shot or anything like that. Caught the pass, got tackled, kind of got the defender kind of got on the back end of his legs and just kind of got it rolled up a little bit. And we did have the X-rays done. Caden had those done, him and his mom and dad, Friday morning. Got some good news on that. That doesn't seem to be a break. That was something we were concerned with, but. He does have some swelling in that joint line, and I feel like he's probably going to be out for a while. I don't think it's going to be maybe as easy to come back from as what the other one was, just for the area that it is. But we'll get him reevaluated here in a week to 2 weeks and see where he's at. Obviously got some big games left. And
right.
Would love to have him, but we had some young men step up and be able to play as well. And I was actually talking to one of my buddies coaching at another school, and we were just talking about some of the injuries and stuff that both of our teams have gone through. And I go back to the beginning of the season when we were in our scrimmages, and excited about getting the season started. And
right.
You look out there with us offensively, and at that time we had Caden on one side and Michael Irons on the other side, and
yeah.
We had two receivers, that were 6'3".
Right.
Just created a lot of matchup problems, and now we've lost both of those, at least for a while. And, but again, we had some kids that stepped up and did some good things for us in the passing game. And we'll continue to, work with them and make sure they get their reps and the things that they need to be able to get out there and be successful. And we've got to be able to throw the ball. We can't rely just on the run game. I think we've been really balanced this year offensively, and that's something we're going to have to continue to do.
It's something that I just thought of as you were mentioning that you're talking about Michael. My understanding there was that he's got that knee injury, the meniscus injury. While we're on that subject, in terms of health, where do we stand with the rest of the guys? And to add to that, do you reevaluate at this point or no, in terms of the guys on the JV team that might be able to eight quarter and help you out a little bit there?
We're playing a few kids up off of the JVs right now, using some of those eight quarters. We had John Frazier, one of our linemen, off the JVs. He got some reps there on Friday night. We had a couple of other guys that were with us, but we didn't get them in. We're just kind of having to monitor it week by week on what we need, injuries, things like that. We came out of Thursday with really just the one injury to Cade, and I think we're okay everywhere else. Braden was dinged up a little bit with a little bit of an ankle, but I think he's going to be okay. I'd mentioned Michael earlier. Michael's set to get an MRI done, but feel like he's going to be done for a while, unfortunately. And again, we'll continue to get him reevaluated. We did get Camden Edwards back. Camden was able to play some for us there in the game on Friday or Thursday, so it was really good to get him back going. Obviously, big piece for us up front, offense and defense, and just played more offense for us on Thursday. But he'll continue to get better and get healthier for us as we move along.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL. You still there?
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware, they still offer everything you need from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Piska Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Piska Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Back live from the studio this morning, WPTL Studios and the Brett Chapel Show. Again, talk some about our offense, defense, in the 23-21 loss to Franklin. Coach, I want to get into special teams and what we saw. We saw a couple of things that sort of stand out in my mind. We had an opportunity for an onside kick, which I thought was a good time for that and a good call there. The other thing that I'll mention was we saw what was essentially an onside kick from Franklin. They were pooch kicking. They were not going to kick it to Sawyer on Thursday night. So they were, basically using a lob wedge and putting it in between the line and our deep backs on the return. One of those we were not able to recover, and that obviously gave them a possession, a key possession in the game too. So some things to think about in terms of special teams play, I suppose, from Thursday night.
Yeah, we weren't as solid as we needed to be on special teams. They were certainly better than us in that area, and that's, you get in games like that when they're close, you've got to be able to be sound in all of the things that you do. And special teams was not one of those places for us. I go back and I certainly stat those as well. We had one punt on Thursday for 22 yards. We were 3 of 3 in our PATs. They didn't punt at all. They were set to punt there at the end of the game and didn't have to. They were 3 of 4 on their PATs, and then they were 1 for 1 on their field goals. We did a couple of good things with our special teams, but it was one of those areas that really bit us there about getting late in the games like that. You can't lose your focus. And it comes back to that mental toughness, and I just don't think that we did a really good job of that. I was disappointed in some plays that were made there that just is not something that, it's not something we practice. We go over all of these things each week. And in tough games like that, you've got to be able to have your playmakers step up and make those plays in order for us to be successful. We come back to the first quarter. We had the first drive and drove down the field. Had to make a decision on whether or not we wanted to kick the field goal, and not, have no reservations with putting Walker out there and letting him kick the field goal. But it was 4th and 2, and, got in our heavier package. Felt like it was something that we had a good shot to get and maybe continued the drive and, just weren't able to do it and came up short. Obviously, they had drove down and got their field goal early, so they were up 3-0. And then,
Coach, were you okay on the spot on that play? I didn't want to interrupt you, but were you okay with on the spot of that? Because I thought that thought it was closer than what it was.
I think it was closer than what it was, but I still think we were short. I got both views of it. I know you guys do too. You're able to see that the same thing we are. When we're looking at it on the sidelines and. It was close, but I still think we were probably short when I looked at it. We had a little bit more of a rush off of that edge than what we had seen, and just weren't able to get the yardage on it. But you kind of go back and you think, would I have done something differently there? No, 4th and 2, we're going to be aggressive and try to go after, especially early. Now, if it's late in the game and something like that, and close score, you're going to go ahead and settle for the 3 and do that. But that early, you're going to try to push hard and be aggressive and get that. But coming into the second half, took that opening kickoff back and drove down the field and scored. You mentioned we took the lead 14-10 in the fourth quarter, on Caden's catch, that he got hurt right there. Got the extra point, went up 14-10. Felt pretty good about where we were at. They drove down and scored, made it 17-14. And then when they kicked off, and they have been kicking it in the same spot, all night, and just didn't make the play. We just did not make the play on the special team. They got the ball back, of course, went on in and scored, missed their extra point, so 23-14, and we got the ball back, and offense went right back down the field. Had a really good drive. Sawyer had a really good series of plays in there for us with Aaron. Ran the ball good during that series as well with Braden and Logan on some runs, and got down there and got the score and climbed right back in. It really, really took a long look at the clock and almost decided not to onside kick it and almost decided to just go ahead and kick it deep, but we just didn't feel comfortable that we could stop them. We felt like we needed to try to take that shot right there and see if we could get the ball back. And, that comes back to one of those plays on special teams, something we work on, and just did not get the kick that we needed. Ended up hitting the ball fat and drove it high instead of getting it to pop over like what we wanted. So you know, another one of those that we just didn't give ourselves a chance to make a play. Of course, they get the ball back, and defense got to stop.
Yeah.
Got to stop there and had a 4th and 10, and, you know, that was probably when we had the controversial call. Everybody was, you know, upset about it, and I was too initially, you know, on the play. We get the stop on the 4th down, had 1 timeout left, went ahead and called it, get the clock stopped. Seems like we might have been a minute and 50 seconds or something like that on the clock.
Right.
Huddled everybody up. You know, our punt return team, because it was 4th and 10, got our punt return huddled up, talking to them, making sure everything's set. Coach Francis come in the huddle with me. He was helping me do some personnel changes because of the injury to Caden. So we were working through all that stuff, counted us up. We had 11.
Mm-hmm.
I told them what we wanted to do. Broke the huddle, and as we were breaking the huddle, I was talking to Jake Lowry, our returner, letting him know, listen, fair catch it if you need to. We don't want it bouncing around and losing yardage.
Right.
And turned back around and headed to the sideline. Get back to the sideline, and the play's fixing to take place. And ball's been spotted, ready to go, and they're getting ready to snap the ball. And I hear one of my coaches come over the headset and say, Coach, we've got 12 on the field. And I said, no, we've got 11. We just counted.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Coach, we got 12. And lo and behold, as the snap happened and the kick took place, got down there, you know, we got on the ball, got it down, and the flag came out, had 12 on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I thought, well, it's ineligible for an illegal player on the field as far as numbers, 5-yard penalty, it's going to be 4th and 5.
Right.
We'll go back out, you know, on punt return, or if we need to go into punt safe or something with the defense, we can do that too. But I still felt like they were going to punt it, and really didn't understand, you know, what had happened mm-hmm. until they marked 1st down for Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then I was upset and, you know, needed to make sure I knew what the ruling was and figure out what had happened. And the officials were right in the call. And mm-hmm. as they were coming to me, and even Daniel McNabb, and Daniel and I have known each other for a long time, and Daniel said, Coach, I'm sorry, but this is, you know, this is what's happened. This is the correct call. So the call for everybody to understand is if you have a play that takes place with 12 on the field, and that 12th player is not trying to get off the field or within 5 to 10 yards of getting off the field, it's a 15-yard penalty. It's not automatic 1st down, but because of the distance of the 4th down, which was 4th and 10,
right,
the 15 yards
right.
gave them the 1st down.
Right.
So it was the correct call. You know, it wasn't that it was something that they had come up with. I mean, it was a correct call.
Yeah.
We did have 12 on the field. You know, we had one of our players come off the sideline who thought that we were still out there on the defensive set, and I didn't see him come out there. Coach
yeah.
Francis didn't see him come out there.
Yeah.
Got on the field, and, you know, unfortunately put 12 on the field. And that was just another one of those situations where we had everybody huddled up. You know, the team that was going on the field, we were ready to go. Just again, another one of those mental lapses
yeah.
that you just can't have late in the game.
Sure.
I mean, that was 3 special team plays within the last 5 minutes of the game, and you can't do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to be better on that. Certainly, we'll do a better job preparing and getting those guys going. But you know, again, at the end of the day, those kids got to go out and execute those things. If we practiced them, and those are things we practice each week.
Yeah. When we return, we're going to go back in and get ready and talk some about going into next week. Obviously, the road doesn't get any easier as we go to West Henderson. Stay with us. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Talking about the fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Next time you got an event, how about this? Make it easy on everybody with Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue Catering. Order from the website, then pick up at Fat Buddy's, or they'll bring it to you. Even stay and serve it as an option. Lots of choices and all good, cause food slow cooked to perfection. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in Waynesville and Franklin. Food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency, a family-owned independent agency specializing in auto, home, business, and life with over 40 years of experience. The Freeman Agency is conveniently located at 1656 South Main Street in Waynesville and coming soon to 329 Main Street in Canton. Call Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 for a free quote. Insurance for your everyday needs. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Does today's real estate market make you want to stay in your current home a little longer? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. You may not have to move to get the home of your dreams. We have the tools to help you make your current home more livable. Whether it's remodeling your kitchen, freshening up that outdated bathroom, or creating an outdoor oasis that will make you feel like you're on vacation every day of the year, our local loan officers can show you how a home equity line of credit from Mountain Credit Union will help you make those much-needed improvements. Call us today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Need a break? Feeling stressed? Let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry at Take 10 Aqua Massage. Relieve pain and stress with 5 customizable programs. 10 minutes costs only $17. Take 10 Aqua Massage is open 7 days a week. To schedule your Aqua Massage, visit Facebook or take10aquamassage.com or call 734-6910. Take 10 Aqua Massage, 1446 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Leave your stress behind.
Coach, final segment this morning. Got to go back and talk about the JV game last Wednesday night. You got to be proud of those kids. That's a shutout win against what we knew, and you had been telling me since probably sometime in August, or sometime in July, rather, that was a very good team. Big win for those kids. They remain undefeated. I know you're very, very proud of the JV program, and they got another one coming up this week against West.
Yeah, good game on Thursday or Wednesday night with the JVs. We had been kind of keeping track of the records of everybody in our conference and seeing where everybody was at, and knew this was going to be one of the headline games for the JVs this season was the Franklin game, especially with such similarities in the styles. Had a chance to see those guys on film, Coach Brooks and I, film JV. Mm-hmm. We could start getting teams prepared, you know, the best we can. We usually just do it for varsity, but we did this one for the JVs, so they were able to help us earlier in the year with a game, and so we returned the favor. But really good ball game. Kids played really well. You know, just throwing some stats at you on that game. We had 251 yards of offense. They had 193. They had 9 first downs. We had 13 first downs. Rushing yardage for us, we were 233 yards rushing, 18 passing. They were 144 yards rushing and 49 passing. Defense pitched a shutout, which was huge. Just played really well on that side of the ball as well. As I go back and look at the game, maybe one of the only things I was disappointed in was the first drive. Had a 17-play drive, offensively, and worked the ball all the way down the field. And unfortunately, wasn't able to get any points on the board. But other than that, I thought we did some really good things in there. Obviously, moved ahead, remaining undefeated, and beating a really good Franklin team.
Yeah. And then now you've got to prepare for West Henderson. They also, the JV level, remain undefeated. And we certainly know where they are at the varsity level, too. One of the, to a lot of other people, maybe besides you, a surprise in terms of the conference and a team in terms of West Henderson that has been ranked in the top 25 polls in 3A football for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, really solid program over there right now. Both of their teams are undefeated. Their varsity team's undefeated. JV team's undefeated. You had mentioned maybe a surprise to some, not to me, because mm-hmm. I knew what was coming back for those guys. And they've gotten better, obviously on the varsity side of it. We knew what they had skill-wise with the passing game, but they've got a running game to go with it now, and I think their defense is playing a lot better. But, you know, for the JVs, for their game next week, talk about them first, and I'll talk about the varsity. Yeah. You got two really good JV teams going at each other, obviously both undefeated. Just looking at some average, as always, just kind of look at the numbers a little bit. We're averaging 31.8 points a game, and they're averaging 31 points a game. So just feel like it's going to be a really good battle, a really good challenge for us defensively. Those kids have done just an outstanding job for us, you know, on the JV defense. I think they're averaging only giving up 11 points a game on defense right now for our JVs. And so going to be a great matchup there to see if West can get those numbers up for them, or if we can keep them down where our average is at there. And offensively for us, got to be able to move the ball, you know, got to be able to work the line of scrimmage, and I think that's a really good positive for us right now. Is one of the things we've done well is we've been able to win at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So it'll be another one of those games for us, you know, next Thursday. Varsity-wise for us, you know, going to face what I feel like is probably the best team in the conference.
Yeah.
You know, I have felt that way for a while, especially after they came on strong and beat Hendersonville early in the year. I felt like they were starting to come around, and got a really good quarterback sitting in the pocket back there, and you know, got some really good receivers, and not like a lot of just overall great speed and just run away from you.
Yeah.
They're just really tall and long. You know, where we had Caden and Michael
sure.
early, you know, with that height, they've got three or four of those guys,
yeah.
You know, with that height. So, you know, going to be a really tough matchup for us on the back end. Plus, they've got a pretty good running game as well. You know, we've got to be able to stop the run. I know they'll mix their run and pass in. Coach Whitaker and that bunch does a really good job in doing that. Defensively, you know, they're going to line up, and they blitz a lot. They show a lot of different packages. They won't sit still. So we'll have to be really sound in what we do offensively. I think it'll probably be no surprise. We've got to be able to keep the ball away from their offense. They're just so explosive and can move the ball down the field in order for us to have success against those guys. You mentioned it earlier. We've got to win third downs.
Yes.
You know, we've got to win those third downs and make them punt. And then we've got to be able to move the chains offensively.
Yes.
You know, we've got to be able to do some of those things to help ourselves out on the defensive side. Sometimes a good offense really can help the defense as well.
Sure.
And we've got to do our part on that side. And special teams have got to get better. You know, that's a point of emphasis for us this week coming out of this past week's game with Franklin. I thought that was a place that we did not do as well as we needed to win that ball game, and we've got to shore those things up.
And so, again, we will be back on the air next Friday night. 6:30 is our air time with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock on the game call with Dwayne, Rodney, and I. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. I want to say thank you to Mike for guiding me through this here in the studio this morning. Thanks to Coach Chappell. Good luck to Peyton today on the road for Brevard College. And, again, we'll be back with you next week. So long, everybody.